What might it have been like to be one of Jesus' closest friends? John not only knew Jesus, but loved him deeply. Jesus loved and trusted John so much that as his earthly life was coming to an end, he gave his mother into John's care. John knew Jesus as Savior, Lord, and friend. John wrote his account of Jesus' life over 50 years after he stood at the foot of the cross and watched as Jesus died. Instead of repeating the story of Jesus' life, John focused on Jesus as the Son of God. You can hear the love and wonder in John's voice as he tells about Jesus' eternal life. John's compelling words draw us into a world of power and light and absolute trust. John worked right beside Jesus during his ministry. He witnessed all the miracles. He ate with them, laughed with them, cried with him, and watched him die. John knew Jesus as few people ever have. Through his words, we are able to see Jesus' life more clearly and understand it in powerful and amazing ways. John understood more than anyone that Jesus is the light of the world. Allow his words to reveal to you how that light will transform your life.
The Gospel according to John.
Before the world began, there was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. Nothing was made without him. In him, there was life. That life was light for the people of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered the light. There was a man named John, who was sent by God. He came to tell people about the light. Through him, all people could hear about the light and believe. John was not the light, but he came to tell people about the light. The true light was coming into the world. The true light gives light to all. The Word was in the world. The world was made through him. But the world did not know him. He came to the world that was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But some people did accept him. They believed in him. To them, he gave the right to become children of God. They did not become his children in the human way. They were not born because of the desire or wish of some man. They were born of God. The Word became a man and lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father. The Word was full of grace and truth. John told about him.
This is the one I was talking about. I said, the one who comes after me is greater than I am. He was living before me.
The Word was full of grace and truth. From him we all received more and more blessings. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man has ever seen God, but God the only Son is very close to the Father. And the Son has shown us what God is like. The Jews in Jerusalem sent some priests and Levites to John.
Who are you?
John spoke freely and did not refuse to answer.
I am not the Christ.
Then who are you? Are you Elijah?
No, I am not Elijah.
Are you the prophet?
No, I am not the prophet.
Who are you? Give us an answer to tell those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?
John told them in the words of the prophet Isaiah.
I am the voice of a man calling out in the desert. Make the road straight for the Lord.
In the group of Jews who were sent, there were some Pharisees. They said to John,
You say you are not the Christ. You say you are not Elijah or the prophet. Then why do you baptize people?
I baptize people with water. But there is one here with you that you don't know. He is the one who comes after me. I am not good enough to untie the strings of his sandals.
This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan River. This is where John was baptizing people. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him.
Look, the Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world. This is the one I was talking about. I said, a man will come after me, but he is greater than I am, because he was living before me. Even I did not know who he was, but I came baptizing with water, so that the people of Israel could know who he is. I did not know who the Christ was, but God sent me to baptize with water, and God told me,
you will see the Spirit come down and rest on a man. That man is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
I saw the Spirit come down from heaven. The Spirit looked like a dove and rested on him. I have seen this happen. So I tell people, he is the Son of God.
The next day, John was there again with two of his followers. He saw Jesus walking by.
Look, the Lamb of God.
The two followers heard John say this, so they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him.
What do you want?
Rabbi, where are you staying?
Rabbi means teacher.
Come with me, and you will see.
So the two men went with Jesus. They saw the place where Jesus was staying and stayed there with him that day. It was then about 4 o'clock. These two men followed Jesus after they heard about him from John. One of the men was Andrew. He was Simon Peter's brother. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother, Simon.
We have found the Messiah.
Messiah means Christ. Then Andrew took Simon to Jesus.
You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas.
Cephas means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip.
Follow me.
Philip was from the town of Bethsaida, where Andrew and Peter lived. Philip found Nathanael.
Remember that Moses wrote in the law about a man who was coming, and the prophets also wrote about him. We have found him. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph. He is from Nazareth.
Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth?
Come and see.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him.
Here is truly a person of Israel. There is nothing false in him.
How do you know me?
I saw you when you were under the fig tree. That was before Philip told you about me.
Teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
You believe in me because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. But you will see greater things than that. I tell you the truth. You will all see heaven open. You will see angels of God going up and coming down on the Son of Man.
2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his followers were also invited to the wedding. When all the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him,
they have no more wine.
Dear woman, why come to me? My time has not yet come.
His mother said to the servants,
do whatever he tells you to do.
In that place, there were 6 stone water jars. The Jews used jars like these in their washing ceremony. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants,
fill the jars with water.
So they filled the jars to the top.
Now take some out and give it to the master of the feast.
So the servants took the water to the master. When he tasted it, the water had become wine. He did not know where the wine came from, but the servants who brought the water knew. The master of the wedding called the bridegroom.
People always serve the best wine first. Later, after the guests have been drinking a lot, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine till now.
So in Cana of Galilee, Jesus did his first miracle. There he showed his glory, and his followers believed in him. Then, Jesus went to the town of Capernaum with his mother, brothers, and his followers. They all stayed in Capernaum for a few days. But it was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast, so Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves. He saw others sitting at tables, exchanging money. Jesus made a whip out of cords. Then he forced all these men, with the sheep and cattle, to leave the temple. He turned over the tables and scattered the money of the men who were exchanging it. Then he said to those who were selling pigeons,
"Take these things out of here. Don't make my father's house a place for buying and selling."
When this happened, the followers remembered what was written in the scriptures. "My strong love for your temple completely controls me." The Jews said to Jesus,
"Show us a miracle for a sign. Prove that you have the right to do these things."
"Destroy this temple, and I will build it again in 3 days."
"Men worked 46 years to build this temple. Do you really believe you can build it again in 3 days?
But the temple Jesus meant was his own body. After Jesus was raised from death, his followers remembered that Jesus had said this. Then they believed the scripture and the words Jesus said. Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Passover feast. Many people believed in him because they saw the miracles he did. But Jesus did not believe in them because he knew them all. He did not need anyone to tell him about people. Jesus knew what was in a person's mind.